ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं राजराजशशिखं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सदि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nityananda Srimad Bhaktivedanta Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, and Nityananda Srimad Bhaktivedanta Shri Vamana Goswami Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, and to entire Rupanam Gauriya Guru Varga, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, and to especially Sri Abhiram Thakur, whose Tirubhav Tithi we are observing today. So who is Abhiram Thakur? He is the elder brother of Srimati Radhika herself. He is Sri Dham. So we see how Sri Dham serves Radha and Krishna in their leelas. We see, you know, Krishna has different types of sakhas, like Priya Narma sakhas, Narma sakhas, sakhas, Pranbhashta sakhas. So Sri Dham, he is like the elder brother of Krishna. Like Sri Dham, Bhadrasen, and Baladev Prabhu, they're all like the elder brothers of Krishna. So they have like, their Sakya is mixed with Vatsalya. No, they have so much Vatsalya Bhav for Krishna. That's why Mother Yashoda, sometimes she tells Sri Dham, Bhadrasen, all of them, that Krishna is very naughty and he does not know what to do in the forest. So all of you should look after him. Make sure he doesn't do any naughty things in the forest, that he hurts himself. Also, so many demons are coming there. No, like Keshi, Agasur, Bakasur. So you look after Krishna, she tells these sakhas. And Sri Dham, he's like, yes, surely I will look after him. As though he is dearer to me than my own life, I will look after him. And we see that how when Durvasa Rishi, he came, he saw Krishna playing with all his cowherd friends. And how Durvasa Rishi was completely astounded. No, he was thinking, how can this be Parabrahma, this small boy? Just look at him, he's playing in the dust and then rolling on the ground, sometimes even speaking lies. How can he be Parabrahma? So then Krishna and Sridham, they sat on Durvasa Rishi's lap. And then they're asking, oh Baba, who defeated whom? Krishna's saying, I defeated Sridham. And Sridham is saying, I defeated Krishna. Krishna's back was on the ground. Well, Krishna is saying, no, my nose was up. Therefore, I'm the winner. Well, Sridham's nose was down, so he's the loser. So they're pulling on Durvasa's beard. So this way we see, sometimes Krishna, he's saying, oh, my father has 9 lakh cows. And Sridham is saying, my father has 11 lakh cows. This way they're having such nice friendly quarrels. You know, there's so many such pastimes. Like when Krishna's playing with Sridham and all the sakhas, sometimes Krishna, he runs away. And then the sakhas cannot tolerate even one moment of separation. They're thinking, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And then immediately Krishna comes back. When they see Krishna, they run to touch Krishna, saying, there he is, there he is. Therefore, when Krishna goes to meet the gopis and when he leaves the sakhas behind, Yogamaya makes it seem that Krishna has left the sakhas only for like one moment. Because if the sakhas were to realize that Krishna has left them for a long period of time, they might even give up their lives in separation. Therefore, the sakhas themselves, even their prem touches up to Mahabhav, it is said. The sakhas, their prem actually goes up to Mahabhav. So therefore, Yogamaya, she makes such separation seem to be very small, very insignificant. So we see even when Srimati Radhika is in Javat. At that time, Vishwamanu Maharaj, he sends Sridham from Barsana with so many gifts to please Jatila and Kutila, saying, go and bring Srimati Radhika there, your younger sister. And when Sridham goes with all these gifts, Jatila is very greedy. So then she's very happy to take all of them. And then Srimati Radhika, she's crying, she's weeping. I thought my elder brother has forgotten me. No, I thought my father, my mother has forgotten me. And then how could you, why did you come so late? And then anyhow, Shridham, he brings Srimati Radhika to Barsana from Javad. So this way, Shridham is serving in so many ways in Krishna Leela. And it is said that even after Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura, it is said that Shridham and all the Sakhas, not just Shridham, all the Sakhas, they are in Matwan. And they never left Matwan. They were right there, weeping in separation from Krishna. But still, their separation was such that Krishna would appear to them in a spurti. And when Krishna would appear to them in a spurti or a revelation, at that time what would happen? They would be, their separation would be pacified by such spurtis. But the gopis, their separation could never be pacified by such spurtis. They want to meet Krishna directly because their love is even greater, goes up to Madanakya Mahabhav. But still, the Sakha's love is also, if you see, not to be minimized. It is also so great. So the same Shridham, who is he? In Gaur Leela, he appeared as Abhiram Thakur. In Gaur Leela. Now there are some legends, they say. There is a history. In Kanukul Krishnanagar, there is a place in Bengal, in Hooghly district. Krishnanagar is the place of that, is the name of that place. And it lies on the banks, the coal of this Dwarkesh River. Therefore it is called Kanukul Krishnanagar. And there is a Sripat of Abhiram Thakur, his house where he used to stay. So there is a deity of Sri Gopinath. It is said Abhiram Thakur himself, he found the deity of Gopinath and he established him there. There was also a Bakul tree where he used to sit under. And also his whip, Jai Mangal. Anyone he used to beat that whip with, anyone whom he used to beat with that whip, they used to achieve prem. Like Srinivas Acharya, it is said that he wanted a copy of the Bhagavatam. Because Gadadhar Pandit himself was weeping so much that the pages of the Bhagavatam became smudged, became illegible. So similarly, when he went to Abhiram Thakur to get a copy of the Bhagavatam, even Abhiram Thakur was weeping so much that even that copy had also become illegible, smudged. So then Abhiram Thakur anyhow blessed Srinivas Acharya. And then he took this Jai Mangal whip and he lashed him with that. Then Srinivas Acharya was receiving so much happiness, so much prem. Then Abhiram Thakur's wife, Malini Devi, she was saying, don't beat that boy so much. Be a little considerate towards him. And anyhow, Srinivas Acharya said, now I feel prem arising within me. Similarly, Narottam Thakur also, he went visiting many places in Gaudamandal, like Navadeep Mayapur, Ambika Kalan, Eka Chakra, Shantipur, Janji Gram, and then this Saptagram, Adi Saptagram. So he went here also, Kanukul Krishnanagar, where he met Abhiram Thakur. So Abhiram Thakur, he bestowed so much mercy on all the associates of Mahaprabhu. Because after Mahaprabhu left, all of Navadeep Mayapur, everyone left. Because every dust particle of Navadeep reminded them of Mahaprabhu's Leela. So all the associates, they left. They did not want to stay there any longer, bringing so much pain. So Abhiram Thakur, he was pacifying all of them. Anyone who came there, he pacified them, especially in his residence. So we say that this Jai Mangal, this whip, it is said that on the disappearance day of Abhiram Thakur, every day they give darshan of this place, of this whip. Like even in Gauridas Pandit's place, Ambika Kalna also, when Mahaprabhu came to see Gauridas Pandit, he came with an oar. He came rowing across. So when he came rowing across, he gave Gauridas Pandit this oar and he said, anyone who has darshan of this will cross the ocean of birth and death. So even that thing that he used to row across is also kept there. And also the Gita that Mahaprabhu wrote, that is also there in Ambika Kalna. So similarly here also, his associates, they have so many valuable possessions. No, like in Bentapur, Rai Ramananda's literary works, this Natak is all there. So these are Tadiya Vastu of the associates of Mahaprabhu. They are as powerful as the associates themselves. You know, just like recently, the Vaishnavas were telling us, the Paduka of Gurudev is so powerful. In one way, it is non-different from Gurudev himself. No, similarly, these Tadiya Vastus are very powerful, no different from the associates of Mahaprabhu themselves. Because you see, Mahaprabhu, he gave his chadar to Prataparudra Maharaj. In one way signifying that he was giving him his mercy this way. He gave his uttariya to Gopal Guru Goswami, sannyas dress, so many things. So this way, Abhiram Thakur, he blessed so many associates of Mahaprabhu. It is said that once anyone whom he would offer pranam to, if they were not Vaishnavs, they would immediately leave their bodies. So this was like his blessing. Because they would leave their bodies on seeing Abhiram Thakur means they're achieving prem. No, when they're seeing a pure associate of Mahaprabhu, it means when they leave their bodies, they're leaving their bodies while achieving prem. Similarly, it is said that once he went to see Gopal Guru Goswami, saying, "Who is this Gopal? Let me see who he is." When he went to see him, he was so moved by this young boy. He knew that this young boy is no ordinary person. So actually he offered pranam to him out of his heartfelt love, saying, "Just see, although he's such a young boy, he has so much love for Mahaprabhu." But Gopal immediately went and he sat on the lap of Mahaprabhu. He said, very scared he was. He sat on the lap of Mahaprabhu. And then anyhow, Mahaprabhu, he caressed Gopal and he told Abhiram Thakur, "Oh, just see now how you have instilled so much fear in everyone. Even young boys now are so scared to see you." So this way, Abhiram Thakur, once he even went to see Raghunandan Thakur in Shrikhand. And there it is said that as soon as Raghunandan Thakur saw Abhiram Thakur, he ran inside his room and he jumped out of the window onto the tree. He was so scared of Abhiram Thakur. But then anyhow, Abhiram Thakur saw him there, and when they saw each other, they became so ecstatic that they started dancing in ecstasy. And dancing, this Nupur, I think of Abhiram Thakur or Raghunandan Thakur, it fell in Akai heart. So therefore, that festival is celebrated to this day, where they were dancing in ecstasy. And Abhiram Thakur, it is said, he didn't spare even the children of Nityananda Prabhu. It is said that even when he would come to see the children of Nityananda Prabhu, so many of them passed away just on seeing Abhiram Thakur. So many of them. So then, Nityananda Prabhu, when he had finally had a son, he was very scared. So he thought, at least this time, I should spare this one boy. So he made sure that this news should not reach Abhiram Thakur. So he said that no one should tell this news to him, or else he'll come and offer pranam to this boy. And already my two wives, Vasudha and Jahnava Devi, my two Shaktis, they're already weeping so much in separation. If something happens to this baby, they might even give up their lives. So this news should not reach his ears, they said. Advaita Acharya also asked Nityananda Prabhu, "Why are you not inviting?" He said, "This is the reason. If he comes, then this will happen again." So then anyhow, Vakreshwar Pandit, he came to know that Nityananda Prabhu had a son. So Vakreshwar Pandit, what did he do? He went and informed Abhiram Thakur. "Oh, Nityananda Prabhu has a son and you're not going to see him." But then Abhiram Thakur said, "He never told me." "Well, at least go now. I told you." But he said, "How can I go without Nityananda Prabhu inviting me?" Then he said, "Oh, you're a coward boy." And Nityananda Prabhu is also a coward boy. We don't have such formalities, he said. "You can go anytime you want, no harm." So then what did he do? He went on a boat. And as he was going to this Kardaha, the boatman, he was saying, "Oh, I'm not supposed to pick one personality named Abhiram. I hope you are not him." Then he said, "Yes, I'm that very same Abhiram." So what did the boatman do? Immediately started filling the boat with water. He tried sinking it. So then he said, "Hey, what are you doing?" And then he said, "I have to do this, otherwise Nityananda will be very angry with me." Then all the other boatmen, what did they do? They all started sinking their boats into the river. All of them, they started like sinking their boats, capsizing it immediately. Then Abhiram Thakur, he saw what was happening. He jumped out of the boat, and anyhow, with a piece of cloth tied around his body, he swam across. And then when Nityananda Prabhu saw him, he was already so happy because he was missing his friend. And then when he offered pranams to this boy, nothing happened to him. Why? Because he was Vishnu himself. Virabhadra was Shiva Dakshai Vishnu himself. So therefore, then there was a big festival. And Nityananda Prabhu, he fed him Mahaprasad. And Abhiram Thakur, he had this very voracious appetite. He could eat as much as he wanted to. So then Nityananda Prabhu said, "Being a coward boy, we share also. It's not that we eat everything ourselves." And Abhiram Thakur, smiling, he said, "Just go and look at your pots." And when he looked at the pots, everything was full already. So this way it is said that there are many such pastimes described in one book called Abhiram Leelamrit. This book was written by a disciple of Abhiram Thakur. His name was, I think, Tilak Ram Das. He wrote this book. So anyhow, devotees, they translated the book. In parts of it, they translated from Bengali to English. They were like sharing it with themselves. And also there, the devotees there, they have some history also. They say that Krishna was playing with his sakhas in Vrindavan. And then while they were playing in Vrindavan, Krishna, he told his sakhas, let's go to Navadvip. And when they went to Navadvip, Abhiram Thakur was left behind. Shridham was left behind. And this is a legend, they say, in that village. That when Krishna became Mahaprabhu, he was weeping so much in separation from Shridham. So he sent Nityananda Prabhu there. And Abhiram Thakur, he was hiding in a cave. So then Nityananda Prabhu said, you must come with us. Our Kanaiya is here in Navadvip. He said, our Kanaiya is there, but how do I know that you are our Balai, Balram? Then he said, I will do parikrama of Govardhan. If you can catch me from behind, then I'll understand that you're the same Balram. So as Shridham did parikrama of Govardhan 4 times, Balram, that is Nityananda Prabhu, he almost caught him from behind. Then he realized you're the self same Balram. So then anyhow, he was taken there. So it is said that he could use big logs of wood as a flute and he could play on them. So this way, there are many such pastimes of Sri Abhiram Thakur. So he was one of the 12 Dwadash Gopals. The others are Kamalakar Pipalai, Dhananjay Pandit, this Mahesh Pandit, Uddharandat Thakur, and so many others. As we know, the Dwadash Gopalas, Ashtakaviraj and Chaushati Mahantas, they're the main associates of Nityananda Prabhu, who helped Nityananda Prabhu preach in Bengal so much. So we say also that Abhiram Thakur's place is also there in Vamsivat near Bandirwan. He was also there weeping in separation. And when Mahaprabhu came there, he saw Mahaprabhu, I think, and his separation was relieved. So this way, he's a very dear associate of Mahaprabhu. Gurudev used to say that even Gaur Govinda Maharaj was a manifestation of Abhiram Thakur. Because just as Abhiram Thakur would use his whip, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, he would use his stick. With his stick, he would chastise so many disciples. It is said that just to be beaten by the stick, the disciples would fight amongst each other to be in front. Just to be beaten by that stick. That's how he was also. We see our Guru Varga also. Vaishnavas have described many times how they've used their danda also, sannyas danda, as a stick sometimes. So they were also very merciful in giving mercy such ways. So anyhow, we pray to the Lord's feet of this near and dear associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Radha and Krishna themselves, that we can realize what Braj Prem and what Gaur Prem truly is. Vanchakalpataru Vishya Kripasindhu Yachavitanam Vavani Vyavishna Vyavanamunama.
Om Agyanat Mirandasya Agyananjana Shlakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakalpataru Vishya Kripasindhu Yachavitanam Vavani Vyavishna Vyavanamunama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj Tarupanuga Guru Varga and to all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today another celebration, we are observing the disappearance day of Sri Abhiram Thakur. So this happens every Saptami of this month of Vaishak. And see, in the beginning, our relationship is only with Guru. Then the more this relationship with Guru and the Vaishnavas thicken, then some mamata will be there among the Guru Varga, and furthermore to the whole family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vaishnavas will always encourage us to remember all the associates. So not just the 6 Goswamis, but the Chosati Mahanta, including the Dwadasa Gopals. So we know that after or during the time of Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda was the main preacher. And after him, then his son Virabhadra. Of course, there was Abhiram Thakur. He was like the Acharya. also Jannabata Kurani. We've just heard now many glories of Sri Abhiram Thakur. One of that is that in Krishna Lila, he is Sridham. Actually, there's no actual record of his birth here. And that's why all this legend is there, that he was actually directly from Braj, and Lord Nityananda came to bring him to Navadvip, because when they were playing hide and seek, then later on they forgot about him. He was still hiding in the cave while they're already in Navadvip. So Mahaprabhu was looking, where's the other, where's Sridham? So he's still there in Braj. And so Baladev, our Lord Nityananda, came to Braj, but we just heard that he didn't even recognize, because now Baladev is small. He said, you're not Baladev, you're so small. Then Nityananda said, if I can catch you very quickly in less than 10 steps, then you will believe me that I am Baladev. So anyhow, then he caught him immediately. Or in another story, he said that they were chasing each other around Govardhan for four times around Govardhan. Anyhow, so he's definitely not ordinary personality. We've heard that if he offer obeisances, if a stone is not shalagram, then it will burst. Also, if some personalities famous to be devotees, and when he offer obeisances to them, and then they die. So of course, many fake people, and then, okay, he will test. And so then he offer obeisances, and they die. So, of course, Vaishnavas, they say, they would always see this in a positive way, like Krishna killing demons, and they become liberated. So... we heard also how Lord Nityananda lost his seven sons, because Abhiram Thakur, every time he appeared, then Abhiram Thakur offered obeisances and they leave. But the last one, the eighth son, that is Virabhadra. We already heard a story, but it is said that when Abhiram Thakur offered obeisances to Virabhadra, Virabhadra just smiled. And then he offered obeisances again, Virabhadra just laughing. So three times he offered obeisances. And then Virabhadra, then Abhiram, he recited one verse. He was saying that in the future, for those personality, for the common people who have not seen Mahaprabhu, then by seeing this personality, then they will have same as seeing as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is Mahaprabhu's blessing, Lord Nityananda's blessing. It is said that Virabhadra is Kirudaksai Vishnu himself. So later on, when Lord Nityananda disappeared from his manifest pastimes ended, then Abhiram Thakur was very bold preacher. He was the main preacher, and he was always with Virabhadra. Later on, Virabhadra also with Jannabata Kurani, they continued the preaching. But even then, during the time of, since the time of Lord Nityananda, we know Abhiram Thakur, he is very bold, and always many atheists and non-devotees or Mayavadis, they are Muslims, they're all fearful to Abhiram Thakur. Because he's a very fearless, and he would encourage everyone, and he likes so much Harinam Sankirtan. So, and we've heard how he has this special whip. Whoever gets hit by this whip, then they will have prem. So, also we know how. Because it's known that when he offer obeisances, then they died. And we've heard, and many times Prabhupada would tell the story. We visited Srikanda, and there Srikanda, that's the place of Raghunandan Thakur, son of Murari. So he said that
Abhiram, he wants to meet Raghunandan because Raghunandan's famous also. He's like, oh, this boy, you know, like we know the story of this Raghunandan, that even Gopinath like took this laddu, and because his father Murari was there, then he stopped eating the laddu, and still the laddu is there as evidence. Up to now, you can see. But so anyhow, this Abhiram Thakur, he wanted to meet Raghunandan, but then Murari and the rest of the family, they were afraid, so they're actually not informing Raghunandan, he hiding him. And when later on Raghunandan Thakur, he's a small boy, he found out that Abhiram was here and he was looking for me. He became very upset. He ran away and tried to meet with like Abhiram. And we've been to this place in Borudanga. Prabhupada has brought us there. He said there they met, and nothing happened to Raghunandan, but they had very nice kirtan, and so even his Nupur like was left there. And in this place, like this has been a big festival place. This Borudanga, I think in this holy festival like Rasalila, then big festival there of like this like Rasalila in like spring season, Basantaras. So today his disappearance day, we're remembering all his glories, how he is actually everyone considering him very merciful. He would be very merciful, especially to the low caste, to the like very sinful people. Abhiram Thakur, like Lord Nityananda, like very merciful. He's like reaching out to them and making them all become like great devotees of the Lord. Therefore, like he's considered to be like the main leader of the Dwadasa Gopal. When Mahaprabhu like told Lord Nityananda to go to Bengal to preach, then Abhiram Thakur, he was one of the main personalities who was in the batch of Lord Nityananda with Gadadhar Das and a few others. So sometimes we hear or we read in this, like Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat, personality name Ramdas, that is the same like Abhiram. Sometimes he's known as Ramdas. So this Abhiram Thakur, he disappeared from this world, and we can imagine like how the devotees at that time were like lamenting. But we know his glories are like always will always be there, and purifying and making every devotees like very strong. He himself has appeared to one his disciple to write this like Leelas, and it was mentioned Tilak Ram Das. He has written all these like very interesting like Leelas of Abhiram in this Abhiram Leelamrita. This was translated actually by some disciples of Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj, and they put in their magazine. So today we offer our Shraddha Pushpanjali to this great personality, Vanchakal Patrubhyas Chakripasan Vivacha, Padita Nam Pavani Vaishnavun.
Magyanati Mirandasya Ginangana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Vanchakal Patrubhyas Chakripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sasanganan about pranam thousand times, lotus feet of Sri Paramaradatam Guru Pada, Padma Om Vishnu Pada, Sotra Sri Srimad, Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my sasanganan about pranams thousand of times, the lotus feet of my Sri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga, and I offer my sasanganan about pranams unto all the symbol Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas. Taking the order of Guru Vaishnavas on my head, tried to say something in glorification of Abhiram Thakur. His disappearance day to day we are observing here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, none different from Sri Navadhip Dham. And it is there in Sri Gaur Mandal that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jiva Doyakori Swaparshada Sviya Dham Saha Avatari, that Mahaprabhu descended, and not only that, he brought his Dham along with all his associates. The Vaishnavas have said, Sad Goswami, Ashtaka Viraj, Dwadasa Gopal, Chausati Mahanta, all Parikars have come with Mahaprabhu, along with the Dham. And Sri Abhiram Das Thakur, he is out of all Dwadasa Gopals, he is Anyatam. He is the foremost of all Dwadasa Gopals. He is glorified in many ways. In Guru Parapadma also to glorify. So, Abhiram Das Thakur, we just heard he is Sridham in Krishna Lila. So Sridham actually, he is a Narmasaka of Krishna. He is actually not a Priya Narmasaka, but he is a Narmasaka. That means, actually the Priya Narmasakas, they have a speciality that they will even assist Krishna in arranging and in his Madhurya pastimes. They may convey, deliver messages between the gopis. They may even be nearby the kunj where Radha and Krishna are performing their intimate pastimes, and they in that way they're very, very close. But the Narmasakas, they don't actually assist in the Madhurya pastimes. Their service is limited to Sakya, and they have some Vatsalya, like Sridham, he has some Vatsalya mood. And they're just as they're inclined to Krishna, they are equally inclined to Baladev Prabhu. Like Baladev Prabhu, he will not assist Krishna in his Madhurya pastimes. He is strictly restricted to Sakya and Vatsalya. And as Madhuri Ras, then Baladev, he manifests as Ananga Manjari. In other words, Nityananda Shakti, Jannavai Devi, she is Ananga Manjari. In that way, Baladev, you can say Baladev Prabhu is assisting in Madhuri Ras, but directly he will not. So Sridham also, he will not directly assist in that Madhuriya pastime. So therefore, you can see that also reflects in Gaurlila, when Sridham came as Abhiram Das Thakur, then he is so much inclined to Baladev Prabhu. And that is Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Brajanda Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Sai Balaram Hoilo Nitai. So Abhiram Das Thakur is so much inclined to Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, he is one of Dwadasa Gopals. When Nityananda Prabhu performed his festival at Panihati, that time he was present there also, witnessing that and took part in that festival. And especially when Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu to go preach all over Bengal, then Abhiram Das Thakur was Nityananda Prabhu. And for many months at a time, they were moving around Gaur Mandal, performing kirtan, completely absorbed in prem, sometimes going into villages and distributing prem to everyone, sometimes climbing on trees, sometimes uprooting trees, sometimes going inside the water, staying there for many hours or days, sometimes staying in one place and for 1 month non-stop doing sankirtan, no sleeping, no eating, nothing. In this way, very extraordinary pastimes. So Abhiram Das Thakur, he was always absorbed in that, in that mood. Oh, I am Saka, I am Sridham. And his nature was very like that, very playful. And Sridham also, he is elder to Krishna. So Abhiram Das Thakur also, he had this mood of, oh, like this kind of Vatsalya, this elderly brother mood. So he would take his whip, Jai Mangal, and he was always looking where there is any anartha, where there is any person need to be purified, someone who is claiming to be a devotee. Are they a devotee or not, then he'll go with his whip. Even he did not have to use his whip, just simply he'll offer his pranam, and if that person was an imposter, then that person would die. So in that way he was giving his mercy everywhere. The chastisement of a Vaishnava is equal to their affection. We can see also Sri Guru Pada Padma, Vaishnava described how he used to give mercy. So sometimes he uses danda, sometimes he uses his hands, sometimes he uses paduka. So when Gurudev is using his danda, you can understand, oh, now some manda is coming, some relationship. Gurudev beating you with your danda, then oh, now some relationship, some manda is coming. And Gurudev, he's getting more angry, or he wants to give more mercy, then he's taking his hand and he's beating. Then, oh, then he's giving you bhakti, abhidhaya. Now your devotion, you're very, means you're very intimate now to Gurudev. Vishramena Guru Seva. But if Gurudev wants to give you complete perfection, then he's taking his paduka and he's beating you with his paduka. Why Shri Guru Charane Rati Aise Uttamagati? Je prasade pure sarvas. All your spiritual desires, aspirations be fulfilled. So Abhiram Thakur also, when he'll use his whip, then what is it? When he'll beat anyone with that whip, then what's happening? He's not beating, but he's actually giving Krishna Prem. He's giving this Gaur Prem through that medium. And therefore it is Jai Mangal. Therefore it is all auspicious. Jai, it is all victorious. Because the Jiva who has been averse to Krishna since time immemorial, then now that Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabu Noi Saranari Sura Chitta Korea Udai. Sadhya Kabu Noi means it cannot be attained by any sadhan. In other words, that Krishna Prem, how is it attained? By the mercy of these parikas like Abhiram Das Thakur, by this whip. By the mercy they are instilling you. Shravanari Shuddha Chitta Koreya Doi. Guru and Vaishnav force us to hear Harikatha, they force us to speak Harikatha. They engage us in sadhana, they engage us in service. And then, Koreya Doi, this Krishna Prem will manifest. Therefore, this mercy of the Vaishnavas is sometimes just manifesting in the form of this paduka, sometimes in the form of this danda, their hands in this whip, or their chastisement. And sometimes you think, oh, I want the mercy, I want the mercy. But when the Vaishnavas and the ready to give that mercy, you'll see everyone will run. No one wants to receive that mercy. Like Babaji Maharaj, one time one person came to him and said, I want your mercy. He gave his kopin. Then the person ran. So it's not so easy to receive that mercy. We can see even Nityananda Prabhu, his sons had passed away then. They didn't want him to come see Virabhadra Prabhu. And Raghunandan Thakur, Mukunda, and they didn't want him to see. But somehow or another then, because that mercy of Vaishnava is not so easy to digest. We think, oh, I'll digest. But really, are we humble? Are we ready to receive that mercy? So, today is the disappearance day of Abhiram Das Thakur, and we are praying at the lotus feet of Sri Guru Padapadma and the Vaishnavas that they may be cautiously merciful to us and give us their affection, give us their chastisement, whatever they deem worthy. And pray that we'll be able to receive that from them. Mancha kalpatri vyasra ki pasindu vyavacha pitanam bhavane vaishnavibhyo.
Timirandhasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksurumitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo Mancha Kalpaturubhaisya Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Paditanang Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namo Namo Namahabhadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurutisi Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Srijivi Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Echai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Javaiti Vignana Sabhishta Puram Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gauru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai Guru Parampara ki jai Ananta Ananta Kuti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudarshan Jiv ki jai Bhakta Vigna Vinashankari Nishingadev ki jai Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai सर्वविष्णुपद गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय। गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय। जय केशव व्रत की जय। केशव देव की जय। जय अभिराम ठाकुर की जय। तुदय तिरुभा महोत्सव की जय। समवेत गौर भक्त विंद की जय। गौर प्रमानंदे टुडे इज हेयरिंग नाउ वैष्णवाज नियर पूर्वर्गज ऑल स्पेशल मर्सीज हाउ दे आर डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग हाउ दे आर गिविंग बट महाप्रभु'स टाइम महाप्रभु appears came this world distributing of naam and prem but people very strange people they are not chanting Shuddha and Harinam chanting namaparat sadai namaparat kabhu namabas sadai namaparat ये सब जानियो भाई कृष्ण भक्तिर बाद दे चेंटिंग हरिनाम बार नाम अपराधी धाम अपराधी सेवा अपराध दे आर दिस महापुरुष नियर टू या भक्त नियर टू नित्यान पुरुष नियर टू टेकिंग दिस हरिनाम एंड दे स्टार्टिंग दिस बिजनेस and cheating people, bringing stone pieces, telling this shalagram. And wearing tilak mala and big hair neck beads and ear neck beads, nose neck beads, hand has bangles neck beads, hair in neck beads, and back has neck beads. And also tilak, not one. Here one, here one, here one, here two, three. Why Dadas Tilak? Many Tilak. A body Tilak for all Hari Mandir. So, Atibadi, Chudadhari, Gauranga Nagari. This. Many, many now growing. But Mahaprabhu gave me Shuddha Nam. Prema Bhakti is for getting prem, but no. Namuiti is starting business. I am chanting this Nam, then this wealth coming. I will be very famous and popular, worshipable, I will be. All are will be my followers, I am a guru. I am, all are my followers. And Namaparadhi, all time condition. This man chanting Nam, Akhanda Nam. What Akhanda Nam? 24 hours, sorry, Nam. After, nothing. Sometimes 1 month continue. Sometimes 5 days. After, nothing. Chanting Harinam, that time what they're doing, you know, that time waiting Mahaprasad, Mahaprabhu offering bhoga. And after, night time, they cooking fish, eating garlic, onion, yeah, meat, yeah, other things. Yeah. They thinking that the Mahaprabhu not know anything. And Nityananda Prabhu, he is very kind. He is forgiving everything for telling, Khaiya Masya Jhol, Suya Ramani Kol, Tove Akbar Bala Premanande Hari Hari Bol. As you like your choice, you do, no problem. After Harinam chanting, then everything removing. Everything will be clean. You will be free. All power coming, you and your wealth coming, officer are coming. Many. Also, Krishna, Draupadi Yuga doing Rasila. Now Harinam chanting, then Rasila for your. You will be Krishna, Sadhuja, Sarupa, Salika, Samipa, Shasti, all Mukti is coming, you near. Then all Bhoga for all enjoy for anything is very easily coming. Then what happened, you know? Who is starting this one? Mahaprabhu starting this Nama Sankirtanam, then Kali Maharaj, very disturbed. Kali Maharaj say, my time now, anyhow I am depending this Parikshit Maharaj is run away, and now is good time, my old time, now Mahaprabhu come, where from come? How come? And he is giving everybody Harinam, and everybody is purifying. Oh, now he is Kali Maharaj running fast, Shukracharya is near. Gurudev, 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 please come, please come, please come. You are my Guru, my Param Guru, my Paratpar Guru, my Parameshti Guru, my all in all, you come, you come. Then say, okay, my dear and dear disciples, don't be worried. Now I am arranging for you nice program. What program? Mahaprabhu telling only sannyas. But I am arranging white cloth sannyas. And also not only gent sannyas, ladies sannyas. Babaji, Mataji sannyasi. One Babaji sannyasi and Mataji sannyasi. Then Navadvip, Mayapur, that side Mahaprabhu's birthplace. This side, this Shukracharya and all Kalir Chela, Nakitilak Galay Mala, Yotek Kalir Chela, Dekhto Vaishnavar Mato, Asur Shakto Kajer Bala, Sangale Ghurchimamu, Dekhavar Parer Bala. Then, what doing? The Shukracharya starting. You will be Babaji and your wife will be Mataji. Not one Mataji. Another widow lady, they have not nobody, then you also collecting this one. You are alone, your all will be group, Mataji's group. You are sannyasi and sannyasini. And also, all time doing dance and play and program, and attracting all people, and telling, Bhajanitai go Radhesham, Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sri Radhe Govinda. This is Shukracharya giving mantra. Other mantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vardhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. This is giving Nityananda Prabhu, yeah, Panchadatta. This Panchadatta appears this world, but they say no. More easy. Chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, but Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Sri Radhe Govinda. Then Shukracharya, new style with this, new, giving this offer, also very easy. You are near all sannyasini, white cloth, sometimes saffron cloth also, this is called Bama Sannyasini. Mahaprabhu time also, Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu with this, sometimes invited, and there is gone. They are drinking wine, no problem. Saffron cloth, you are sannyasi, I am sannyasi, no problem. Bole, tumi radhe, ami shyam. Bole, ami kandelati balaram. So now, this happened. At a time, Mahaprabhu looking, oh ho, Kali Yuga Jeeva, how much is strange, and mostly Kali. Koli kukkura ka dhanjana di chao hai. Koli juga pavana koli bhaya nasana sisa chinandana gao hai. Koli kukkur. Koli is kutta, dog. Without any condition barking and attacking. And everywhere going and licking toes, smelling. Oh, you are my all in all. I am your dog. I am your shoes. I am your everything. Like very humble humility. Vaishnava has no like humility, but Shukracharya's follower has lot of humility. And outside is showing very nice, sweet, polite, complete, humble, like showing. But inside cruel, hungry dog, a lion, a tiger, politics. So what happened? Mahaprabhu say, oh, Aniru Pippali Khanda Kapni Barite, Ulutiya Balekap Narini Barite. I am bringing Harinam for Jiva's helping for, and now they are doing Namaparad, Namabhas, Bhakti is against. Anartha. All Sarubhra Masatishna are all telling, I am Guru, I am Krishna, Sadgurudev Bhagavan, non-difference. Oh, alas, how is. Then Mahaprabhu discuss with Nityananda Prabhu. Not too easy things. Everybody's helping for calm, giving all wealth, but there is misusing now. Also, their advisor, instructor, very difference now. Okay, don't be worried. I am not arranging. Then Nityananda Prabhu calling Dadas Gopal. Minniketan Ramdas, Uddharan Dutta Thakur, Kamalakar Vipalai, Mahesh Pandit, this Abhinam Thakur, all are making meeting. Then Abhinam Thakur say, yes, this is my duty. He is saying, you give me one whips. This is named Joy Mongol. Mongol, auspiciousness I am giving. And I am win all. He is going, anybody coming, he is near, he is taking whips and beating. Not one time, two time, three time, beating. And all anartha removing and running, and he is dancing and shaking and horrible, horrible, horrible dancing then. All anartha removed. Otherwise, what he is doing, you know, Abhiram Thakur? Oh, you are very elder, senior, Ma Bhagavad Guru. Okay, I am offering you pranam. Sastanga offering pranam. At a time, floating, exploding. His body, mind, soul, body part, where gone? No. Otherwise, this anartha, namaparadhi, vishnaparadhi, namabhas, chanting, nake tilak, galay mala, or not to want to, this much. Thick. Hair mala, everywhere decorating. And tilak, very nice. Now also in fashion. Radharani is fit dust. Mahaprabhu telling Gopichandan wearing for. Now say, no, Gopichandan not wearing. I am now black, this Radhakunda, this clay which is I am making tilak. Direct Radharani's fit dust is black. Possible Krishna's fit dust is black. Krishna is black. Krishna bathing Radhakunda, therefore Radhakunda clay become black. So you are Krishna's party, black tilak wearing. Then Mahaprabhu never giving mercy. Why you not like Gopi's fit dust? You not like Gopi Chandan? Mahaprabhu direct telling, wearing Gopi Chandan. Madhyarja. Madhyarja, he is arranging this Gopichandan. Now fashion. I am now black tilak wearing. Now I am which party? Krishna's party. So you are followers or Chandrabalis? Party you. Radharani's fit dress never black. His is golden, her fit dress golden. Brajamandal, everywhere gopis are golden, no black. Where from coming this black? So now is they are teasing. You are ISKCON, you are now Dwarka Chandan is wearing. Dwarka Tilak you are wearing, you are Dwarka these followers. But they are where followers? They are the Chandrabali's followers. Krishna's party. The Brajamandal, Mahaprabhu's party. Not Krishna. So Abhiram Thakur, anywhere going and checking, his duty. Anybody doing duplicity, I am great, I am scholar, follow me, and I know everything, then he is going, offering pranam. Bas, offering pranam, finish. His Nityananda Prabhu's, this Khaladaha, Jannava Vasudha's near going. One son born, he is gone, festival, offering pranam, bas, die. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, all die. Now eighth one born, now Nityananda not inviting. Say, I am not inviting Abhiram Thakur. Very danger people. He is coming, offering pranam, doing parikrama, my son die. Then Abhiram Thakur hearing big festival, everybody is hearing, he is going, he is coming, he is going. Nityananda not inviting you? No. But his son born, how can I am going? Nityananda telling boatman, don't crossing Abhiram Thakur. Ganga not crossing, boatman never crossing, my festival finished then. Then his boat, Abhiram Thakur came, boatman, I am going Khaladaha. Say, no, I am not crossing in you. Nityananda say, not crossing, not I am driving, not taking you. Nityananda, he is swimming, floating and crossing and come. And came and looking, big festival. Then Abhinam Thakur offering one time to pranam. Then son is Virbhadra Prabhu smiling. Next is offering pranam, he is laughing. Next is he's offering pranam, he is dancing and embracing. And then he is doing parikrama. He says, yes, this is truthful. So anybody doing namaparadi near namabhas, they are humble, the praying good. He is forgiving, giving good chance, good opportunity. That he has joy mongol. One time beating, two time, Acharya Srinivas came. Then he is hearing Acharya Srinivas all glories. Then he tasting, one time, two time, three time beating. Then his wife Malini Devi telling, oh, don't beat more. Too much young boy. Then looking Srinivas, how is God pardon persons. So he is going anywhere, anybody worshipping deities, telling this is Mahaprabhu's direct prakash. But going, he is looking, offering pranam, salagram, but no salagram real, stone, then exploding. So his Shukracharya's followers, these Babaji Mataji's, Bhajan Itai Gaur, Radheshaman, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Yasi Krishna Chaitanya, these before also, these Babaji Mataji's are doing very Navadvip. This now also Rani Chal Akhada. They have their name Akhada. Bhaktun Thakur writing, Nananani Chala Chali, Kurchajive Sarvanas, Akhada Bende Kurchibas. They Nananali, saving head wife, saving head husband, and white cloth wearing. So you are Babaji, I am Mataji. This is my akhada. And after what happened, then Nananali Chala Chali, Aul Baul Kotta Bhaja Niladarveshai, Sahajiya Sokibaki Smartujat Gosai, Otibali Churadhari Goranga Nagari, Totakahe Eterar Sanganahi Kori. Mahaprabhu's time, this growing, increasing. But Mahaprabhu's followers are, Mahaprabhu Jamantaman Bishamtahar gone. Mahaprabhu little bit is giving strong punishment and chastisement. But his followers are very danger, very serious. Like only not one Abhinam Thakur, Minniketan Ramdas. And all are very strong. They are helping and purifying. Bhakti's program. Then Shukracharya, slow. He is Kali Maharaj with his compromising at a time not too much, slow, poison giving, this is good. You reading Chaitanya Chandra Natakam, Kavikandapur Goswami writing, how is Kali entire in this Mahaprabhu's movement inside. Look, Sadguru making disciples. After the disciple not believe his own guru, he is going other than near. Oh, Siddha Babaji, giving Siddha Pranali. Ekadosh Bhav. Harinam, inside is everything. Guru giving Diksha Mantra, everything. But these gurus for no faith. The Kali is catching his brain and holding his neck. Now taking where Babaji Mataji is near. They give me Siddha Pranali. They give me Ekadosh Bhav. This Kali Maharaj and Shukracharya's philosophy. Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur time. Early morning one time, one young boy is running, crossing Ganga and come. Prabhupada, give me shelter. So what happened? So sometime before I am come Navadvip Darshan for, then some Babaji meeting with me Ganga and taking his ashram, giving me room, place, prasadam, foodstuff, cloth, and giving diksha, harinam, everything. And after, Babaji helping me, I am his disciple now, and but he has Mataji, and he has many other Matajis, they night time coming for messaging me, and running fan me, after telling, teaching you Rasalila, they embrace me, kiss me, they doing Vastraharan, and after they doing Rasalila, one day one gopi coming, another day another gopi coming. Now Prabhupada, please you save me, I am finished. How can I am understanding what is bhakti, this is bhakti, this is. Then Prabhupada, he say, last night saw dream, I am crying, tiger catching me, that time you come with his dondo and you helping me. I saw dream that I cross in Ganga, I am come. Next, he came Prabhupada near, Babaji are one group, complete like his 50, 60 Babaji are attacking. My disciple, how you taking, giving back? But Prabhupada is not too easy. Babaji are never been than Mayapur. Last that day, same last day, Prabhupada is giving answer. You are Kalir Chela. Nake Tilak Galaimala Dekte Vaishnaver Mato Asul Shakto Kajer Bela. Sangale Ghurche Mamu Eto Ek Porer Bala. You are a Kalir Chela. Shukracharya's party. Babaji Mataji's party. This is Mahaprabhu's movement. Mahaprabhu teaching this. So our Sampradaya, this Abhiram Thakur, our Guru Bhargat, they are serious and strong, not strange, not stubborn. There is very ananya sintantumam. Without Mahaprabhu they don't know. Then Krishna Prem is very easy. Otherwise Guru Bhakti, no Guru Bhakti, no Dham Bhakti, then Dhamaparad, Namaparad, Sevaparad, Vaishnavaparad, then everything is easy. How chanting Harinam? Harinam chanting, then I am will be within Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu Parshad. Why I am with these ordinary people? What they are giving me? I am complete life with these mundane people, ordinary people with this. Then how can they helping me? What they giving me? What benefit coming for me? 1 minute, I am with me. Guru Varga, Mahaprabhu. Tulayam labanamapi na sargam na purvanubhavam. Bhagavat sanghi sanghasya puno ki mutasisya. 1 second, eyes closing and opening. This much moment, I am with the sadhus. This much better than life is successful. Suddha Vaishnava with this. But this Kali Chela with this, no. Life not wasting. Bhajan not wasting. Therefore, Abhiram Thakur, Leela, remembering. This little bit is Chaitanya Charitamrita writing, but you remembering them, Guru Bhargava, and then understanding everything. With them, then understanding how are they. I am not with sadhus, then I am not understanding sadhus. I am trying to control sadhu, then sadhus are not, will be controlled within this maya. They are not anybody's slave and servant. They are offering already everything for Mahaprabhu and Guru Bhargava's near. Therefore, they cannot, anybody is compromising. Abhiram Thakur, uncompromisable, unparallelable. Therefore, remembering him. Today is disappears day. Praying, how will be strong and serious? Bhajan Purva. Do or die. So today is now, here, tomorrow, next hearing. God Premanande.
Vaishnava gana kare nivedana संसार निधि ताहे रुवाए लो विद्धि ताहे रुवाए लो विद्धि বেশে ধরি মোরে করো পারো বিধি বলো বলো বাম না শুনে ধর্ম জ্ঞান সদায় করম পাশে বাঁধে না দেখি তার অনলেশ যত দেখি সব ক্লেশ অনাথ কাতরে তেনি কান্দে অনাথ কাতরে তেনি কান্দে ক্রোধ লোভ মোহ মদয়াভিমান সহ আপনে আপনে স্থানে তানে আচন আমার মন পেরেজ নয় অন্ধজন পাতা বিপাতা নাহি জানে নয়ালয় নসাত মত আসতে মজিল চিত পায়ে না করি নয়াস নরতাম দাসে দেখি শুনি লাগে ভয় তাকুরা বৈশ নবগণা করি নিবেদন বরয় ধাম দুরাচার ও প্রভু হে প্রভু হে প্রভু হে বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর দয়াল বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর দয়াল বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে হরে
Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Om Nitai Gaur Vimala.